But matters were not allowed to remain like this forever, for something very wonderful happened to the beast and to somebody else. And if that something had not happened, this story would never have been written. About 2 miles and 3/4 from the castle gates, there lived a rich merchant and his 3 daughters. The 2 elder girls were ugly, disagreeable things, and although they had all they could wish for to make them happy, they were always grumbling. But the youngest daughter, whose name was Beauty, was very pretty, and her nature was happy and good. Her presence was sunshine, and she was the joy of her father's heart. Well, one day the 2 elder sisters had something to grumble about with a vengeance, for a telegram arrived to say that the merchant was no longer a rich merchant, for he had lost all his money. So the horses and carriages had to be sold, and everything that was of value was got rid of. The servants were sent away, and the merchant and his daughters had to do their own work. Dear me, it was shocking the way those 2 sisters grumbled, but Beauty, oh dear no, she was all smiles, for her heart was as sunny as ever, as she rolled up the sleeves of her frock, and cooked the dinner, and scrubbed the floors, and made herself useful here, there, and everywhere. Things had been going on like this for about 3 months, when one fine morning another telegram arrived to say that somebody who owed the merchant a great deal of money was ready to pay the debt, and all the merchant had to do was go to the city and get it. Of course, everybody was delighted at this good news, and the merchant didn't waste any time but started off to the city at once.
"Mind you bring me something back," said the eldest daughter, as he was starting.
"What shall it be?" asked the merchant.
"A white satin dress, trimmed with lace and pearls," said his eldest daughter. "And you must bring me something too, please, father," said the second daughter.
"And what do you want?" asked the merchant.
"A purse full of gold, so that I can buy what I want for myself," said the second daughter.